It's Wisconsin Today. Now, high-tech data centers, they're springing up all over the country, but one proposed for northwestern Wisconsin is on pause for now.
In Menominee, plans for a $1.6 billion data center are on hold after a draft memo from the city's mayor to the company behind the proposal saying the city's no longer interested in pursuing those plans.
Here is Menominee alderperson Cody Gentz speaking on our program last week about the passionate response he's seen from local residents.
But it is very, you know, inspiring to see folks getting more engaged with local politics. You know, seeing a packed audience room is quite amazing when I'm used to seeing in just a handful of folks.
To learn more about the situation in Menominee, we have its mayor, Randy Kanak. Mayor Kanak, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Wow, good morning. And with WPR Wisconsin, it's fun to be here with you folks. Menominee, Wisconsin. It's a beautiful day in Menominee, Wisconsin.
Thank you. And you said you drafted the proposed hold on the data center project after hearing concerns from constituents. Can you describe what you've been hearing?
Well, yes, I can. You know, the data center thing hit the public, and the public decided that maybe they wanted to step back and take a hard look at the data center. And they reached out to me, and there's quite a rally behind no data center in Menominee, Wisconsin. So that being said, people were contacting me, and I was listening to the general public on what to do next. You know, when the data center comes to Menominee, or when the representatives give their sales pitch, it's a pretty good sales pitch. You know, we can do this, we can do that, and it sounds really good on the surface. But then when you start digging deeper into it, at what cost to the community? And I think that's the biggest concern of the residents is, yeah, there's some good things that can come from a data center, but at what cost to the community?
Hmm. And some residents have opposed the secretive nature of the project coming forward, not knowing the tech company involved, the non-disclosure agreements, you know, working through a shell company. Is that lack of visibility a valid concern?
Well, you know, the general public, unless they're paying attention with the postings in the newspapers and that type of thing, they don't always hear about what's happening at City Hall, which is unfortunate. And we just recently hired a gal to be in charge of media releases for the city. And so we're going to try harder to put those that information out there to the public. But basically, you know, NDRs and NDAs and things of that nature are pretty common business, you know, for cities and general business as it is. But there is a concern that more of the community members wanted to know more about this data center. And so we are trying to be as forthright as possible to let the community know what's going on at City Hall. But it's a challenge because, you know, you post things out and not everybody reads those postings. So that being said, the community now is rallying on Facebook and multimedia and on all of those entities. And so there is a quite a scuttle, you might say, saying, hey, we need to know more about this and what's really going on. So it's kind of interesting how involved the community gets once they know that there's something that might concern them.
Yeah, the Stop the Menominee Data Center now has nearly 9,000 members for that Facebook group. That's like over half the population of your city. Turning to stopping this proposal, on what authority as mayor are you able to put the project on hold?
Sure. Well, as chief executive officer of the city, I have the determining factor what is good or indifferent or bad for the city. I do praise my city council, though. I have an amazing group of city council members. They were involved in the same sales pitch that I listened to. And, you know, when you hear the sales pitch from the data center representatives, it's really good. But then when you hear the other side coming back from the community, oh, now is it as good as it appears? Or maybe we should take a step back and a fresh look at this. So that being said, I offered a pause on this. I don't know if it's a long pause or a short pause or if it'll go away or what will really happen. But I did have that ability, and I don't hold anything against any of our city council members or the people selling the land. I think everybody is open to their own opinion. And also, we all try to do the very best we can with the information we have at hand.
But one alderperson, Sydney Brennan, thought you made this call unilaterally. Let's listen from the council meeting.
There once was a time in the city that the president of the council and the vice president had a say. I think it's ridiculous. I just have no words, but ridiculous, clearly, because it just is. There's no reason that one person should control the entire agenda for the city and the way it moves forward.
So, Mayor, where does the city council fit in plans for the project if it comes back online as a possibility?
Well, we would definitely listen to the city council. I know Sydney's new on the council for about 5 months now, and I know she has her own ideas and so forth on how things should operate. But we've had this discussion years ago with the council about having more individuals set the agenda and so forth. But that is the job and the duty of the mayor. And if anybody wants something put on the agenda, we would do our best to fulfill their needs. So timing is a little bit important on agenda setting. We don't want to have one meeting that's 5, 6 hours long and the next meeting have it be 20 minutes long. But I honor her thoughts. If she
And
wants to pursue something, we would definitely take a look at it.
I want to jump in here very quickly. Do you think the people behind the data center proposal will walk away from this, or will they come back with a different offer?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. It's kind of the ball's in their park at this time. As the mayor, I thought it was best to listen to the community. I kind of separated out Randy Kanak, my personal feelings from the mayor's feelings early on. The Randy Kanak in me doesn't think a data center is good at all, but I was willing to listen.
And we're gonna have to leave it there. Mayor Kanak, thank you for joining us.
All right, you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. Randy Kanak is mayor of Menominee in Dunn County.